Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
The murder of Heather Strong is a tragic story that highlights the darkest aspects of human relationships and the extent to which individuals might go to exert control and dominance over others. This case unfolded in Marion County, Florida in 2009, involving deceit, manipulation, and ultimately murder. The main figures in this grim story are Heather Strong, her estranged husband Joshua Fulgham, and his girlfriend Amelia Carr. Today, we're diving into the details of this case, the investigation, the trial, and its aftermath, shedding light on the events that led to the untimely demise of Heather Strong. The tragic murder of Heather Strong in 2009 remains a poignant reminder of the dire consequences that can emerge from tumultuous relationships and the devastating effect of domestic violence. Heather Strong, a young mother of two, found herself entangled in a web of manipulation, jealousy, and violence that ultimately led to her untimely death. This segment, will expand on her background, seeking to delve deeper into the lives of the individuals involved, the dynamics of Heather's relationship with Joshua, and the influence of Amelia Carr, shedding light on the circumstances that precipitated this harrowing crime. Heather Strong was more than just a headline or a case file. She was a woman striving to navigate the complexities of life against a backdrop of personal challenges. Born and raised in the rural outskirts of Marion County, Heather's life was characterized by its simplicity and her aspirations for stability and happiness, particularly for her children. Friends and family described her as a devoted mother whose primary concern was the welfare and future of her children. Despite her young age, Heather had already faced more than her fair share of hardships, including a strained marriage fraught with issues of domestic abuse and financial struggles. Heather's relationship with Joshua Fulgham, the father of her children, was marked by its volatility. Fulgham, known in their community for his aggressive behavior and run-ins with the law, brought a level of instability and fear into Heather's life that she struggled to escape. Despite their separation, his presence loomed large, complicating Heather's efforts to move forward and create a peaceful life for her and her children. Joshua Fulgham was a man whose life story was punctuated by instances of violence and manipulation. Growing up in a similarly rural part of Marion County, his upbringing was troubled, leading him down a path marked by aggression and confrontation. His marriage to Heather was tumultuous, defined by an apparent need to exert control over her, a trait that would ultimately contribute to the tragic events that would unfold. Fulgham's behavior towards Heather was a classic case of domestic abuse, where cycles of violence were interspersed with apologies and promises of change that never materialized. This pattern trapped Heather in a cycle of hope and despair, making it difficult for her to break free from the relationship entirely. The birth of their children added complexity to the situation, binding Heather to Fulgham in ways that went beyond their failed marriage. Amelia Carr. The entry of Amelia Carr into this volatility mix added fuel to an already raging fire. Carr, who became romantically involved with Fulgham while he was still married to Heather, was described as intensely jealous and possessive. Her desire to have Fulgham all to herself drove her to extreme lengths, culminating in a sinister plot to eliminate Heather from their lives. Carr's relationship with Fulgham was characterized by a mutual obsession that blinded them to the moral reprehensibility of their action. Carr, much like Fulgham, had a troubled past with a history of unstable relationships and erratic behavior. Her meeting with Fulgham seemed to be a catastrophic convergence of two individuals with a propensity for making destructive choices. The relationship between Heather Strong, Joshua, and Amelia was a ticking time, with each individual playing a role that would ultimately lead to tragedy. Fulgham's manipulative tendencies, Carr's jealousy, and Heather's desire to protect her children created a deadly mix of emotions and motivations. The power dynamics at play with Fulgham and Carr on one side and Heather on the other were emblematic of a broader issue of domestic violence and the dangerous extremes to which it can lead. As investigators will later uncover, the events leading up to Heather's murder were marked by an escalation of threats, manipulation, and coercion. Fulgham and Carr's actions were not spur-of-the-moment decisions, but rather the culmination of months of planning and sinister intent. Heather's murder was a calculated act, born out of a desire to exert ultimate control and eliminate what Carr saw as her last obstacle to possessing Fulgham entirely. The disappearance of Heather Strong in February 2009 is a chilling chapter in a tale of manipulation, control, and ultimate tragedy. As the days turned into weeks, the mystery surrounding her vanishing became a focal point for law enforcement, her family, and the community. We're going to dive deeper into the circumstances leading up to Heather's disappearance, the initial response from those close to her, and the investigative steps that unveiled a sinister plot against her. In the days leading up to her disappearance, Heather Strong's life was marked by increasing turbulence and fear. She was embroiled in a complex web of emotional manipulation and threats, primarily from her estranged husband, Joshua, and his girlfriend, Amelia. Fulgham and Carr had been exerting considerable pressure on Heather, attempting to coerce her into signing over custody of her children to Fulgham. This demand was not only a manifestation of their control over Heather, but also a pivotal motive that investigators will later pinpoint as a catalyst to the heinous crime that ensued. Heather's reluctance and resistance to their demands were met with escalating threats, further isolating her from potential sources of support. Despite the tumultuous nature of her relationship with Fulgham, Heather's maternal instincts remained her guiding force, compelling her to fight for her children against seemingly insurmountable odds. On the day Heather Strong disappeared, there was nothing immediately out of the ordinary that signaled the tragedy to come. She had been living in a state of heightened vigilance due to the ongoing threats and the manipulation from Fulgham and Carr. Heather's last known activities were mundane, underscoring the tragic normalcy that often precedes extraordinary events. It was only when Heather failed to return home or make contact with friends or family that alarm bells began to ring. Heather's absence was out of character, especially given her deep attachment to her children and her well-documented struggles with Fulgham and Carr. When she did not show up for work or respond to calls, concerns quickly escalated into fear. Her family, acutely aware of the dangers she faced, wasted no time in reporting her missing to the authorities.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The investigation into Heather Strong's disappearance was swift, law enforcement recognizing the potential gravity of the situation early on. The Marion County Sheriff's Office launched an intensive search, combining ground efforts with inquiries into Heather's relationships and recent interactions. The focus quickly shifted to Joshua Fulgham and Amelia Carr, given their known conflicts with Heather and the recent escalations in their attempts to control her. Investigators began piecing together a timeline of Heather's last known movements, which pointed ominously to interactions with Fulgham and Carr. The discovery of Heather's car abandoned and showing no signs of a struggle added a perplexing layer to the case, suggesting that she might have willingly gone somewhere with someone she trusted. As detectives delved deeper into the case, they uncovered a disturbing pattern of behavior from Fulgham and Carr towards Heather. Witnesses came forward with accounts of the duo's increasingly aggressive tactics and threats against Heather. These testimonies painted a picture of a young woman caught in a relentless battle against those determined to dominate her life and decisions. The breakthrough in the investigation came through a combination of technological evidence, forensic analysis, and the eventual unraveling of Fulgham and Carr's alibis. Phone records, surveillance footage, and the pacement of witness statements began to form a cohesive narrative that contradicted the initial stories provided by Fulgham and Carr. The disappearance of Heather Strong was not just a singular event, but a tragic endpoint of a series of abuses and manipulations. It underscored the dangers that can lurk within toxic relationships and the devastating impact they can have. As the community rallied around Heather's family, the search for her illuminated the broader issues of domestic violence and the importance of taking threats and manipulation seriously. The investigation's progress from a missing person case to a criminal investigation was a testament to the perseverance of law enforcement and the community's refusal to let Heather's disappearance go unresolved. The determination to uncover the truth behind Heather's vanishing would soon lead to a harrowing discovery that confirmed the worst fears of all involved, marking a somber conclusion to the search for Heather Strong. The confession and discovery of Heather Strong's whereabouts transformed the case from a desperate search into a grim narrative of calculated murder. This phase of the investigation brought to light the harrowing details of Heather's final moments and the calculated cruelty she suffered at the hands of those she once trusted. The investigative breakthrough came when law enforcement officials, leveraging a combination of, like we mentioned, forensic evidence and inconsistencies in their accounts, managed to apply pressure on the two. Despite initial denials and attempts to mislead detectives, the facade began to crumble under the weight of undeniable evidence. It was Amelia Carr who first showed signs of cracking under intense pressure of interrogation. Her confession was a chilling admission of guilt and provided a detailed account of the plot to kill Heather Strong. Carr revealed that she and Fulgham had devised a plan to lure Heather to a secluded trailer under the guise of discussing issues related to the custody of her children. This deceit was a culmination of weeks of planning, fueled by Carr's jealousy and Fulgham's desire to exert ultimate control over Heather. The confession outlined a cold-blooded execution of this plan, with Heather being forcibly restrained on her arrival. According to Carr's confession, once Heather was inside the trailer, she was met with an ambush. Fulgham and Carr had prepared duct tape and plastic bags beforehand, indicating premeditation and intent to kill. Heather was bound to a chair, movements restricted as her fate was sealed by those she had known intimately. Carr confessed that a plastic bag was placed over Heather's head, suffocating her in a cruel and personal act of violence. The confession detailed the struggle, the pleading, and the eventual silence as Heather succumbed to her fate. Fulgham's confession, obtained subsequent to Carr's, corroborated the sequence of events, though he attempted to shift the bulk of the responsibility onto Carr. Despite his efforts to minimize his role, the evidence and Carr's testimony painted a clear picture of his involvement and culpability in the murder. Armed with the confessions, law enforcement officials were led to a shallow grave near the trailer where the murder took place. The discovery of Heather Strong's body was a somber moment, marking the end of hope for her safe return and beginning a new chapter of grief for her family and community. The burial site was crudely concealed, indicative of the haste and disregard with which Fulgham and Carr sought to hide their crime. The condition of Heather's remains at a burial site provided forensic investigators with crucial evidence that corroborated the confessions. The manner of her restraint and the cause of death were consistent with the details described by Carr and Fulgham, leaving little doubt about the veracity of their encounters. The confessions and discovery of Heather Strong's body were pivotal in the case, shifting the narrative from a missing person investigation to a prosecution for murder. These developments provided the prosecution with a solid foundation for their case, underpinning the charges against the two, with irrefutable evidence of their heinous act. This phase of the investigation also marked a profound moment of mourning and realization for the community. The brutality of Heather's murder, as laid bare by confessions and discovery, highlighted the darkest capabilities of human nature. It served as a grim reminder of the importance of vigilance against domestic violence and the need for justice in the wake of such unfathomable crimes. The trial of Amelia Carr was a highly charged affair, drawing significant public and media attention. Carr faced charges of first-degree murder and kidnapping, with the prosecution seeking the death penalty. The evidence presented against her was overwhelming, anchored by her own confession, which detailed the planning and execution of the crime. Forensic evidence corroborated her account, including duct tape and plastic bags used in the murder, which matched those found at the crime scene. One of the most compelling pieces of evidence was the videotaped confession Carr made to investigators. She described the plot against Heather and her active participation in it. This confession was played for the jury and provided a chilling insight into the events leading to Heather Strong's death. Additionally, testimonies from witnesses who had seen Carr's behavior towards Heather in the days leading up to the murder painted a picture of a woman driven by jealousy to commit an unthinkable act. The defense attempted to mitigate Carr's culpability by arguing that she was under the influence of Joshua Fulgham and that her troubled past and emotional state at the time contributed to her involvement in the crime. However, the strength of the prosecution's case, particularly the detailed confession and forensic evidence, made it difficult to shift the narrative in Carr's favor. Joshua Fulgham's trial followed a similar narrative, with the prosecution presenting evidence of his role in orchestrating the murder of Heather Strong. Fulgham faced the same charges as Carr, and the case against him was equally compelling. His own confession, albeit initially more reserved than Carr's, eventually provided investigators with a detailed account of his involvement in the planning and execution of the murder. A critical piece of evidence presented during Fulgham's trial was a series of text messages and communications between him and Carr, which revealed the depth of their conspiracy to kill Heather. These messages showed not only the premeditation of the crime, but also Fulgham's manipulative influence over Carr. Witnesses testified to Fulgham's abusive behavior towards Heather, his threats, and his expressed desire to remove her. This testimony helped to establish a motive for the murder, rooted in Fulgham's desire to control Heather, the situation to his benefit. The juries in both trials were faced with the daunting task of sifting through the emotional testimony, forensic evidence, and confessions to arrive at a verdict. In the end, both Carr and Fulgham were found guilty of first-degree murder and kidnapping, a testament to the strength of the prosecution's case and the heinous nature of their crime. Amelia Carr was initially sentenced to death, making her one of the few women on death row. However, her sentence was later commuted to life in prison without the possibility of parole, reflecting ongoing debates about the death penalty. Joshua Fulgham was spared the death penalty by the jury's decision and was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The trials of Amelia Carr and Joshua Fulgham were a somber reflection on the depths of human depravity and the justice system's role in addressing such acts. The detailed evidence and testimonies presented during the trial not only secured convictions, it also provided the public with a stark reminder of the consequences of domestic violence and the importance of protecting vulnerable individuals from harm. The trial served as a crucial step in the community's healing process, offering some measures of closure to Heather Strong's family and friends, though the scars of the tragedy would remain. The murder of Heather Strong is a stark reminder of the devastating impacts, like we mentioned, domestic violence and toxic relationships can have on individuals and families. The case also raises the question about the criminal justice system's handling of domestic violence cases and the measures in place to protect potential victims. Heather's story is a tragic testament to the consequences of failing to address these issues effectively.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And before we go, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Paramount Plus. Are you ready to elevate your streaming experience? Dive into the world of Paramount Plus, where endless entertainment awaits. With Paramount Plus, you get exclusive access to an impressive collection of movies, original series, live sports, and breaking news. From blockbuster films to captivating documentaries and everything in between, there's something for everyone. Enjoy the latest episodes of your favorite TV shows the day after they air. Binge complete seasons of classics. Get front row seats to live sporting events, including NFL games, UEFA Champions League. Paramount Plus brings you exclusive original content that you won't find anywhere. With plans starting at an affordable price, you can choose what fits your needs the best. Plus, with the ability to stream on multiple devices, the whole family can join in on the fun. Don't miss out on the action, drama, comedy, and adventure. Sign up for Paramount Plus today and start watching the content you love all in one place. Your ultimate streaming destination is just a click away. Before we go, we'd like to remind you to hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up if you like our video. You can leave a comment in the comment section below. Let us know your thoughts on this case. And of course, if you want to support the channel, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/True Crime Never Sleeps.